Forget Me Not by Emma Blair, read by Claire Higgins. Chapter 1, 1912. An actress? Minna Wilson smiled at the horrified expression on her son's face. He was outraged. She's quite a respectable woman, Tim, even if she is in the theatre. She comes highly recommended. By whom? He queried harshly. Do you remember the Goodchilds, who were here several years ago? Well, she's a relative of theirs. Tim could remember the Goodchilds very well. A pleasant enough couple, as he recalled, certainly no trouble of any kind. Besides which, Minna went on, I have a vacant room needing filling, actress or no? Despite his initial reaction, Tim was beginning to warm to the idea. An actress at the Berkeley. How exotic. Certainly different from the usual clientele who stayed at the small boarding house, which was their main source of income since his father died, the other being his salary from the Torquay Times, where he worked as a junior reporter. What's her name, then? Mrs. Davenport. He wondered what she was like. Young? Old? Good-looking, plain, downright ugly. He doubted it was the latter. It'll certainly make a change, he conceded. Minna's eyes twinkled with amusement. It would that, all right. Their regular guests, those in residence all year round, were all elderly, living out the remainder of their days in a climate far more favourable than wherever they'd come from. She's arriving tomorrow, Minna declared, and is apparently engaged to be playing the season at the Pavilion. The Pavilion was a brand new theatre that had only recently opened. Is she indeed? Tim mused. I've to expect her in the afternoon off the London train. At that moment, their conversation was interrupted by the appearance of Major Sillitoe.